This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Lorenzo of Brindisi. Lorenzo, who is sometimes called Lawrence, was born in 1559 in Brindisi within the Kingdom of Naples, Italy. His parents were very devout and careful that he received a thorough religious formation. He did well in school, and his teachers encouraged him to develop his unique talent of speaking before people. When he was just 6, he was selected to give the Christmas reflections to his school classmates at their annual Christmas festivals. When he was 16, he applied to and was accepted into the Capuchin religious order, which was based on the rule of St. Francis of Assisi, and then he completed his studies at the University of Padua. Lawrence was particularly adept in languages and mastered the principal European languages and most of the Semitic languages which were spoken in North and South Africa and across the Middle East. It was said that he even knew the entire original text of the Bible. Because of his abilities, the Pope on several occasions asked Lawrence to explain and discuss the faith with the Jews living in Rome and throughout Italy. This he did so well that many of his listeners converted. He combined his oratory skills with his talent to converse with most anyone in his own language, which made him a very popular speaker in most of the principal cities on the Italian peninsula, where his listeners were attracted not so much because of his talents, but because he spoke to them in their hearts. In 1602, he was elected by his fellow Capuchin monks to be their vicar general, a position he reluctantly accepted and held for 2 years until the next election, when he resigned to act only as an advisor. During these years, the Turkish army led by Mohammed III had begun to threaten Europe after the naval expansion was temporarily halted in the Battle of Lepanto. The Muslims had gained control of the city of Alba Royal, and with a force of 80,000, planned to launch more attacks into Europe. Lawrence was named chaplain of the Imperial Army by the Emperor Rudolf, who asked him to unite the German princes to oppose the growing threat. They responded to his call and gathered an army of 18,000 for an attack upon the Turkish stronghold. Lawrence inspired the soldiers by his confident words, relying on divine providence, after which, holding only a crucifix, he joined the front lines unarmed and led the attack. The city was captured. 30,000 Turks were killed, and Lorenzo was not wounded. But the Turks again outnumbered the Imperial Army and reformed their army for another battle. This time, Lawrence led again with a crucifix and crying out, "Forward, victory is ours!" The Turks again were defeated, and Lawrence was given full credit for the victory. The Pope then named him ambassador to the Catholic League Alliance of the German princes, and his representative to other European countries as well. In addition, he was asked to settle disputes and restore peace between the imperial heads of the member countries, serve as spiritual director of the Bavarian army, and lead a year-long spiritual missionary campaign for his Capuchin order throughout Germany, Bavaria, and Saxony. The demands of this trip were so great that his health failed, and he died at the age of 60 in Lisbon, Portugal. Everyone is given talents by God. Our responsibility is to develop them and use them for His greater glory and honor, since our life now is but a preparation for the next.